Blackstone Audio presents Half a Lifelong Romance, a novel by Eileen Chang, translated by Karen S. Kingsbury. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller. Chapter 1.
He and Man Zhen had met
a long time ago. Working it out, he realized it had been 14 years since then. Quite a shock! It made him feel, suddenly, very old. Time does fly for the middle-aged. A decade whips by in the blink of an eye, a flick of the fingertips. When you're still young, even 3 or 4 years, maybe 5, can seem an entire lifetime. That's all they'd had, from meeting to parting, just a few years together. But in that brief span, they'd had a full measure. All the joy and the sorrow that comes with, as the old saying has it, birth, old age, illness, and death. She'd asked him back then, when he'd first started liking her. "The moment I first saw you," he'd replied, "of course." His feelings were running so high then, he'd have believed anything. He was certain he was not lying. But, in fact, the moment when he first saw her was not all that clear in his mind. It was Shu Hui, his best friend from engineering college, who met her first. Shu Hui, who'd graduated before him and found work in a factory office, had then found him a position, as a trainee, in the same factory. Man Zhen worked in that office, at a desk next to Shu Hui's, so he must have passed her several times on his way to see Shu Hui, but nothing stuck in his mind. Probably because he was fresh out of college, shy around girls, too awkward to take a good look. He was on his way to becoming a fully trained engineer, which meant he was on the shop floor all day long, with the manual workers. As soon as he'd grasped one thing, he was sent off to learn another. The work was hard, but the experience invaluable. It paid almost nothing, but fortunately his family wasn't relying on him. They lived in another city, and he was boarding with Shu Hui's family in Shanghai. That was the first time Shi Jun had spent New Year's away from home. He'd never enjoyed the holiday. Something unpleasant always happened then, in his family. They'd wait for his father to come home and lead the ceremony, then have a family meal. But his father would always be late, held back by this or the other, over at the concubine's place. His mother did not usually argue about this, but at New Year's she had to say something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?